Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Now, as you know, last week on the programme, we talked about text and online scams, and I revealed that I have been caught out by a text scam myself. Well, we received numerous texts and emails from listeners who'd also been caught out. And today we're going to speak to one woman who was caught up in a particularly sophisticated scam and has lost €10,000 as a result. Alice Coyle, thank you very much for talking to us today, and you're welcome to the programme. It started with a text for you, Alice, and this is a text that you thought was from Electric Garland.
That's right. Hi, Sarah. Thanks for having me on. I was working away at my desk and I got a text. It was from Electric Ireland, and I actually had an Electric Ireland bill sitting beside me on the desk that I'd received the day before. And I thought, oh, I'll just deal with this now and get it done. So it was asking for me to update my details. So I updated my details. I was brought to an Electric Ireland website. I filled in everything. It then asked me for my banking details. I put my banking details in. It was done. I put down the phone. I thought, that's fine. It's done now. Job done. Didn't think for a second about it until Revolut phoned me. Andrew from Revolut phoned me and said, hi there. It's Andrew from Revolut. I'm just checking in with you to see, had you logged in recently? And I said, yeah, I still hadn't copped. I said, I've just logged in and updated my details. That's fine. Don't worry about it. And he said, okay, that's fine. Now I just want to check. There's been three attempts at €5,000 from your card. And I just, the blood drained from my head, and I went, oh, sweet God, no, that's not me. Please stop it. Please stop it. What can you do? Can you reverse it? I just felt really stupid. I couldn't. It just took so long to dawn on me what had happened.
So I'm just going to stop you right there just for a second, to be absolutely clear. Yeah. So what you thought had happened was, when you got this text from what you thought was Electric Ireland saying this payment hadn't gone through, you'd gone through, and when you say you'd updated your banking details, that was Revolut you're updating, is it?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And then you get a call from Revolut saying there's been a couple of attempts on your account. So you think you've been scammed through the Electric Ireland text.
Yes, exactly. And so Andrew says, well, look, just so you know, this call has been recorded for training, et cetera, et cetera. I'm not going to ask you for any of your details. So just so you know, this is authentic. I said, thank you very much. He said, right, we're going to get you back the money. What we'll do is we'll go through this process. Stay with me. And I did. I would have done anything. My head was spinning, and we were, you know, Andrew was lovely. We were chatting about the amount of scams that are happening at the moment and how Revolut is so busy trying to keep on top of it all. And he said, you know, just watch out for any text messages coming through now. And I said, well, there's one actually just come through from you. And he said, that's actually not from me. That's exactly what I mean. But I said, it's in a thread of Revolut messages, text messages. And he said, no, that's the scammers. Do not reply to it. Don't click the link. So anyway, I went through the process. There were three attempts to charge the card for €5,000. And he told me, okay, what you do is you'll get a message now. I'm sending it through to you now, and I want you to click authorize. And I said, really? He said, yeah, click authorize. That is the only way we can reverse it. So I did that. And then he continued chatting. He said, has the next one come through yet? I said, no, it hasn't. He said, okay, just check my supervisor. Yeah, okay, I've sent it through now. Have you got it there yet? I said, yeah, it's just come through. So I'm in the app and I see the other authorize button. And he said, click that and we'll get through that refunded straight away. So I clicked it.
And what were you authorising, Alice? Or did you say what you were authorising?
All I could see was a big authorised button. I was so flustered. Yeah. But it was a €5,000 charge, I suppose, against the card, the virtual card that I had used to update my Electric Ireland account. So I, you know, as I hit authorise, I could see the total going down by 5,000 in front of my eyes. I was like, oh my God, like, Andrew, are you sure this is right? Is this what I'm meant to do? He said, oh, yeah, no, it's fine. And, you know, so again, I was really flustered. He kept talking at me and kept me going through the whole thing. And he was asking me for the third one. And I was getting really kind of paranoid. And I said, look, I felt embarrassed asking him. I said, I'm really sorry, but I feel like I need to to check that you're authentic, that this is real. And he kind of we both laughed at the idea. And he said, I know, look, it's I completely understand, Alice. Don't worry, it's no problem. I will send you through a text message there now. And I said, I'm not sure, because that doesn't really prove anything. And I was going through my head going, how do I make sure this is okay? So I said, can I phone you? And he said, well, you'll see it came through on a private number and banks have to do that and blah, 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 blah. I was tuned out. I was so frantic now. Mm. And the other thing was, he said, we have to act fast. So I knew we were kind of under pressure. I was under pressure. I was freaking out, panicking. What do I do next? I said, can I email you and you email me back? He said, yeah, no problem. Look, he said, my supervisor is just going to phone you now in a second. Has that last authorization come through yet there? And I said, yeah, it's there, but I just don't want to click authorize until I know that this is legit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, the phone went dead.
He hung up.
Yeah, I'm laughing now, but it was just
horrendous.
I went, oh my God, he was fake too. Yeah. So that's when I started to try and figure out what the hell has just happened and what do I do and who do I ring and where do I go? And I started Googling and I was opening the app and my hands were shaking and I was trying to find, you know, a phone number or an email or, you know, I was just in such a panic. I didn't know what to do.
So what did you do? Because my own experience, not to bring myself into it, but that's exactly what I'm going to do. I can totally empathize with the panic.
Yeah.
You know, you are just so completely panicked and you do anything to make this stop immediately, you know, which is why
anything.
It's so easy then to listen to him saying press authorize when if you had 5 minutes to stop and think about it, you wouldn't have, but you're just panicked.
No.
Anyway, what do you do? You're Googling
and
I suppose you're trying to get through to Revolut.
Yeah, so I'm looking at the transactions in Revolut and I click the transaction. It says, what do you want to say? Did you authorize this payment or was this transaction made under a different... I don't know. There was a different options and I just started clicking frantically. I was clicking through anything to stop the transactions. And I did it on the second one as well. And it said I was doing a chargeback. Like, this is all terminology I've never come across before in my life. And I'm just clicking, click, click, click. I Googled, you know, I was trying to find a phone number or something that would, that I needed. I needed a person. And, I tried their in-app chat. I sent them a message saying, please help. I need help immediately. I need assistance immediately. I went onto Twitter. I thought maybe on Twitter I'll get a faster reaction. I went onto Twitter and I got someone saying, oh, I see. On Twitter, someone came back to me from Revolut saying, I see they're dealing with you in the in-app chat. Anyway, long story short, the only way I could talk to somebody was through their in-app chat. And their in-app chat is an AI bot called Rita, who told me that that when a transaction goes through, what happens is we, Revolut, hold your money and wait for the merchant to collect it. And we must give them 2 weeks to do that. And if they don't do it, then we'll give it back to you. But we'll have to just wait and see. They recommended I just wait and see. And I was like, this is not an option. I can't wait and see if they take the money. They're criminals. Of course, they're going to take the money. So I kept chatting back at them going, please help me. I need to talk to a person. You know, and they kept saying, look, we're really sorry, but what's happened here is, you know, you've authorized the payments and you're just going to have to wait and see. And what I wanted to find out was, what does pending mean? Like, can you pause it? Can you put a hold on it?
We did ask Revolut about all of this, and it's a pretty lengthy response. So I'll give you as much as I can. They said, we're very sorry to hear about Ms. Coyle's case or any instance where our customers are targeted by ruthless and highly sophisticated criminals who persuade them to authorize payments. We take our responsibility to protect and support our customers extremely seriously, and we're fully aware of the industry-wide risk of customers being coerced by organized criminals. Revolut has been engaging extensively with the government and industry over recent months in an effort to ensure that telecoms and tech firms take responsibility for these fake calls, texts and websites which enable frauds like this one. We make clear to Revolut customers that they should always engage with us in the Revolut app, not by phone, precisely so they can be certain they're dealing with a Revolut staff member and not a criminal claiming to be from Revolut, as happened here. Revolut will never call you about your personal account without first initiating the contact via the in-app chat. Well, I didn't know that. I'm sure you didn't either, Alice. Now, with regards to the confusion around reverting pending transactions, options. Revolut says, once a payment is authorised, there's nothing we are legally able to do to cancel the transaction. We informed Ms. Coyle via in-app chat that these transactions cannot be cancelled at this stage. However, we do recognise that due to the complexity of payment settlement schemes, this could have been made clearer, and we will review how we communicate this to customers in future. So all they're committing to do there really is review their communication strategy. They're not reviewing to cancel the transaction.
No. Well, you know, if they even, I have to say, it was the 8 hours dealing with AI, or what I think was AI generated so-called support, that was more upsetting than the scam. The scam artists are going to do what they do. But when I tried to communicate with Revolut Bank, they were just useless. And it was just so upsetting.
Because you couldn't get talking to a person.
It was going round and round. I felt awful. It was just... And every time you chat to the chatbot, you have to wait 10 minutes for them to reply, you know? Can you imagine the feeling of sitting there going,
€10,000 gone.
I thought they could help, but they couldn't.
If you don't mind me asking this, but a couple of people on text asking, if Andrew was Irish, I suppose maybe that might have...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, an Irish
Andrew
accent.
Andrew was lovely Irish guy. I know it shouldn't matter, but he was a lovely chatty Irish guy. Yeah. But I've been told since that could have been an AI generated accent. It could have been someone from Ireland. It's just terrifying.
Because
I don't know what's real anymore. I mean, Sarah, are you real? I don't know.
I'm sure. Look, I know. We asked Revolut if they will reimburse you. And in response to that specifically, they say, we deal with customers directly regarding claims for Revolut to cover the cost of authorised payments. So that is all we have on that at the moment, Alice. What if they don't? Where does that leave you?
Well, exactly. I mean, the guards can't help. The guards couldn't even get through to them. Like, what does that say? It's just, it's not good enough. And they're certainly not going to be, they're not going to be a decent Irish bank if this is the way they treat customers, if they won't even speak to you. They haven't, Irish people won't let this fly as a way of customer service. And I don't think, anyway. They need to do something better than this.
Well, what they say if you're not happy with how they've handled the case, they say you may raise a complaint directly with us, and there's also recourse to take your complaint to the Financial Services and Pensions Ombudsman, and that's all they've said to us thus far. Now, if we get any further update, we'll let you know, Alice. But look, I really hope it works out for you and that the payment isn't accepted. I think that's what you're relying on now at this stage, that the criminals
don't accept the
payment.
It's gone. Yeah, it was gone the next morning. Of course, it was. My upset was that I believed that I was in a position to put a pause on it because they said pending, and I couldn't get to them. I couldn't get to Revolut on time, or they wouldn't deal with me to say, look, it's already gone. They said MasterCard would have to review it, and then they said MasterCard has reviewed it, and there's nothing you can do.
And they haven't given you any commitment themselves to you that they'll give you the money back or they'll reimburse the money?
No, sure, they're not even talking to me. They haven't even contacted me, apart from this in-app chat. No.
Alice, we have to leave it there, but we'll stay in contact, and thank you for joining us with your story. I think it's really important for people to hear it because there's so many of these going around. Alice Coyle, I'm very sorry for what happened to you, but thank you very much for joining us.